Hi everyone, and welcome to the new episode of the Glam Magazine Audio, your podcast for all things style, career, beauty, and more. It's been a long time since we recorded an episode, but it's been quite busy, and honestly, I wasn't really feeling what kind of topic we'd like to discuss, but then I've met a lot of people recently because of my work experience, and I've saw that there is like a very interesting topic that I'd like to cover in this episode that a lot of people are facing, especially people who are in the younger age of 25 to 35, and you know, they're just starting and they don't know what they want to do with their life, and they went out of university fresh with ideas. And you know, because I had this professor of university who was saying always that you have to choose what you want to do you know, for the next 40 years of your life, because if you don't love it, it's going to be difficult. If you don't feel motivated, you're not going to be able to go to work every day, which from one side, it's really great to someone to give you that idea that you have to do that, but also comes with a lot of great responsibility. And that's why leaves a lot of young people going out of uni, or, you know, being pressured by the family that they have to decide, well, you know what, it's okay if by the age of 25, you don't know what you want to do with your life. It's totally normal, and you shouldn't feel, you know, upset about it, and you shouldn't feel that there's some kind of pressure. You don't have to decide. Like, in the end of the day, life is long enough, hopefully, you know, and you're gonna have a lot of time to decide what you want to do. So just try different things, and don't feel like you have to decide. Like, yeah, you might. I know a lot of people in their 40s who switch careers, and then they find their true calling, but it takes time. It's a very long process, and the people who are lucky are the ones that find out early what they want to do and how do they feel about their career path. So just to start with some tips about how are you going to choose the right career for you. Okay, so number one, let's start with, as I said, it's totally okay not to know what you want to do. It's totally normal. And, you know, myself, I studied something in high school which was related to architecture because I thought, like, it's a nice profession, that maybe there's something I could do after university. But then in university, I studied business, and I knew all my life that business is my true calling. And I knew that my high school, like, deep inside, it wasn't the right place for me, but I just, you know, rolled with it. I graduated, and then I went for my true calling in university, and I was quite happy. And unfortunately, sometimes life happens and you can't really, like, even if you really love something but you're not able to do it because either you have to pay the bills or you need to support your family, and there's lots of responsibility. So just start with the idea that you should do something, you know, go out of university, and even if you don't have your true passion you know, as an option for a job, don't feel upset. Or, you know, just do something else, like, why we can support each other, because it's very important to have a peace of mind that the bills are paid, that your family is supported, and then you can do, like, a side ventures. Like, it's totally normal thing, and everyone's doing it, and we live in a century where there's so many possibilities through the internet, and you're getting a lot of information. So even if you're not good at something, you can find 1 million articles online that can teach you how to do things. And just accept the idea, if you're in the process of not knowing what you exactly is your true calling, that's okay. Start working, whatever job you can find, whatever your major can bring you, and then just, like, slowly, by meeting people, by getting ideas, you're gonna start realizing what are you good at, and what do you like, and what would you like to do in the long term. Okay, so number two is something very important, is network. Like, maybe you're an introverted person, so you're not very easy into meeting people face to face, but, like, you know, you can always find some group online that you can be part of, and some kind of forum. And maybe it's difficult for you to go and network when and meet a lot of people at your job or anything like that. You don't want to socialize after work. Then you just go online and you find some forum and some kind of, like, group that you can discuss. And there's plenty of people who would like to share their experiences, and, you know, just absorb as much as information as you can, because information is the most powerful tool that we have into taking every single decision in your life. For example, starting with, even if you have to do a business decision, if you have to do a personal decision, the more information you have, the better. So by the fact that you're gonna try to collect as much as information you have online or from friends or from anything, this is gonna be giving you the idea of what you would like to do. you have to try. That's the most important thing. Like, even like, for example, you work in marketing and you don't feel like marketing is your calling. You want to work in finance. Okay, that's fine. It's totally normal. You're just 25. You have 40 years of your life to work. So it sounds very scary, but on the positive side, you have 40 years to decide what you want to do in your life, and you have plenty of time to, decide exactly what's going to make you happy. And every single job, every single industry has plenty of opportunities, you know, like, for example, you like fashion industry, but you're not a designer, you're not a model, you're not a, some kind of tailor or something like that. You can't create clothes. But then what you can do is you can go into fashion industry through your work as a finance person, or like if your major is in marketing or in commercial or logistics or something, you can still be working in the fashion industry, but one of those jobs, and then slowly evolve. Like, you know, plenty of companies out there have the opportunity to switch between departments, and especially when you're young, they're much more willing to allow you to do that. So everyone knows that it's okay. And you also have to understand, that's my next tip, is that you guys have to accept that when you're young, people realize that you don't have experience, that you're still trying to find yourself. So it's okay to make a mistake. So even if you try and you wake up one day and you say, you know what, that's not for me, can I try something else? That's okay. You're young, everyone expects you to do things like that. So even if they're upset in the first term, don't worry, just think of yourself and follow your heart. And if you are willing to do a change, go for it 100% and don't look back, you know. And even if after that you decide that your first thing that you've done, it's okay and you want to go back to it, that's also okay. It's not a problem, as long as you're willing to go through the process of trying work and going and coming, and it's okay. Everything is okay as long as you're okay and you're healthy and your family is fine. You can just do career. In the end of the day, is just a part of our life, but it's not everything. I always talk about in my podcast about the support system of the family, and that's super important, because, like, you know, when you do those changes, they somehow affect your life and your family as well, because maybe you have bad mood or you're stressed and something. Well, you know, in the end of the day, it's difficult, but don't think that it's impossible to find what you want to do, and just go for your, follow your heart. And it's maybe the only time in your life when you have to 100% like literally follow your heart, and you don't have to consider too much, because you're just starting and there isn't much to consider. Because once you become in your mid 30s or your mid 40s, you have already like 15, 20 years of experience, and then you're going to start thinking about much more things, and then you have to consider way more, because maybe you're gonna have kids, maybe you're gonna have family. So do all the crazy stuff when you're young. It's really good. Even if you want to go crazy when you're 40, that's totally okay, because in the end of the day, you know, it's important to be happy. Your parents, your family, your spouse, your kids, they don't want to see you miserable, and you're not gonna be happy if you go to a job that you hate. And always find a way, like, even if your daily life job sucks and your true calling is somewhere else, do it on the side. Like, there is a wish, there is a way, you know, that's the famous saying, but it's so right. And you can't always say like, oh, I don't have time to do this, I don't have the time to that. The most important thing is to try and just start doing things, you know. And at some point, maybe it's gonna take 1, 2, 5, 6 years, but you're gonna get what you want to do, because, you know, that's the most important thing in the world. You don't have to worry about people and what they're gonna say. At the end of the day, people are not the ones that are going to be working your job. They're not going to be the one who are going to be going every day to work. So you don't have to worry about them at all. Just worry about yourself. And as long as your family is fine, as again, I'm saying that, but it's super important, because, you know, it's a very difficult process in finding yourself and finding what is your true calling. But, you know, eventually you'll get there. You just have to try. It's totally fine. Like, for example, you started to be a lawyer, and then you wake up one day and you want to say that you, for example, want to be a florist. But that's okay. As long as you're good at it and you're happy, that's fine. There's so many ways to be, you know, earning money and to be successful. Like, imagine that you're the lousiest lawyer in the world just because you don't love it. And just because you don't like, and that's not your true calling, maybe your parents made you study law, maybe you just had like a personal feeling at this moment, there was some emotion, or you watched a movie and you got inspired and you want to do that, but then at some point you woke up and you said like, that's not what I want to do, I actually like flowers, and I want to talk about flowers, and I want to create beautiful things. Trust me, that's what you should do. Just leave the lawyer thing and just go and be a florist, because if it's your true calling, and don't care about what people are gonna say, like, in the end of the day, that's okay. You just have to be strong and to follow your path and follow your passion and follow what you want to do, and don't care about the rest. Just do small steps and eventually everything is gonna line up. So, because if you're happy about what you do, eventually you're gonna start evolving, you're gonna start growing. And it's really, you know, I've been facing these situations in my personal career where most of the time, to be honest, I wasn't working what I would like to do. I was literally working just to support my family. But, you know, and I try to evolve because by nature, I am very ambitious and I would like to do things, you know, the right way. But then it didn't allow me to perform as good. Let's say I reached 80% of my capabilities by performing well and, you know, doing overachieving and everything else. But I saw people that are actually truly passionate about it. They would always excel over me because they're actually really, really, really loving it. And I'll be just working it for the sake of earning money or something like that. So it's super important to follow your true calling. And just even if you didn't figure it out yet, which is the idea of this episode, is just by trying things and meeting people and doing different stuff. And there's so much information out there. Also, something super important to do is, I think everyone should be taking a personality test of some part of their life, because knowing yourself is going to help on a personal basis, is going to help you to make the right choice for your career. Like, for example, as I say, if you're an introverted kind of person but you want to work in a customer service, maybe that's not going to be the right thing. You know, maybe that then you've been inspired by something that you want to be in a customer service, you know, business, but then that's not who you really are, because you need to be super extroverted to be doing this. And by being introverted, it's going to cost you a lot of efforts. It's super important to know yourself, because sometimes we really get inspired, or we are being pushed by the parents, or we have some friends that got us some idea that sounds like so cool and so amazing, but that's maybe the right thing for them. It's not the right thing for you. And sometimes we fall into this. I for example, I worked in a bank for like a year, just because my father used to tell me always that's going to be amazing for me to be a CEO of a bank, so you have to start somewhere. So right after university, I got that job. I was so miserable, and I spent the whole year of my life. I developed so many, like, you know, internal issues, like emotional. I was super bad because I couldn't stand it. So I took the leap of faith and I went into working something completely different, like marketing. I went to work for a branding agency. So, but, you know, like, I was pushed by my parents to do that, which was not actually my true calling. And even though I was doing a decent job, but I wasn't really amazing into this, I really sucked, because in customer service and all of these kind of stuff, even though my character is supposedly to be, I'm very extroverted, but at the same time there is a lot of other details of my character. I'm not compliant as much as I should be into this, and I'm, you know, there. So it's very important to take a personality test and just realize what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses, and go for the strengths and the weaknesses, even if sometimes you have to work on it, because as human beings, again, we are evolving and you have to try to get better and better every day. But that's okay. Don't push yourself. Don't be too harsh on you. Like, you know, you can't change completely. You can improve certain things, but people don't really change. And because at the age of 25 or 35, you already had enough experiences of life, you know, family and personal things and school, all of these things define you. So pretty much your character is, let's say, 75% ready to, and you don't have much room for change, but there is room for improvement. So yes, if you're messy, you can become more organized by doing certain things. But if you're an introvert, you're not going to become an extrovert, certainly at some age. You know, you might push yourself more to be open to people and stuff, but you will have to do an effort. And when you have to do a lot of effort, it shows and people will see that. Just basically follow your type of personality And then you're going to find out what's good for you. You know, all these personality tests, sometimes they even come up with suggestions and they tell you like, you know, that's your type of personality and professions that are recommended for you are this and this and this. Maybe that's going to give you also an idea what would you like to do in life. Maybe that's going to be something that's going to help you. Of course, don't just, you know, believe some stupid test on the internet, but at least by knowing what are your good qualities, and you're going to start thinking, okay, maybe that's something I can consider. And maybe I am not in the right place. Let me try something else. People that are happy, people who are completed, people who are in the right place at the right time, they're the ones that succeed. And it shows. It always shows when you're happy in what you do or if you're miserable. And the most important thing in 21st century, the newest wealth is happiness. So you don't have to always follow others, and even if you're a person who can't take a decision on their own, go and speak to someone who has an influence in your life and try to ask them what do they think about that. Like, try to get their ideas, and like, you know, maybe sometimes a lot of people can't take a decision on their own, or maybe they're too young, or you know, or you the other way around, like, you know, you're someone who takes very quick decisions and you just, you know, jump into things. And it's nice to look around your circle and ask friends and ask families. Maybe there's someone in your family who works, like in the extended family, who works the profession that you would like to do. You can always go and ask them. Or, as I said again, reach on the internet, like, you know, all of these groups. And there's so much room that you can discuss with people. And ask them, how do they feel about this job? What's the positives? What's the negatives? You know, it's super important to, you know, ask. It's okay to ask for help in the end of the day. It's super important as well, because you would know this person is going to tell you, yes, finance is great, but, you know, it's repeating the same things every day. And if you're a person who likes to look new things, just don't go there. Or, like, you're a person who likes details, definitely we need the more analytical job. And the other way around, if you're a visionary, if you're someone who looks at the bigger picture, don't go into the job that requires a lot of details and analysis of information, because you are not going to be happy. So just try different things, do your new things, whatever you want, ask with a lot of people's help, and go out there and get all the information you can on the internet, and you will find what you want. It might take you 5 years, it might take you 10 years, it might take you 1 month, but it will happen sooner or later. Just be positive and do things, and everything else is going to fall into place. So thank you for listening, and for more information on fashion, beauty, careers, and everything else, you can go on theglammagazine.com or follow us on social media. Thank you, and see you next time.